Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. This is Raymond, guys, and I'm in your ear, man. But I was just thinking about something. This might be a news flash to some. This might be common sense to other people. But in order to actually be effective on social media, your ass gotta be social, bruh. And when I say bruh, I mean male, female, black, white, polka dot, old, young. It don't matter, man. I just think about some of the aspects, guys, of social media, which everyone experiences on a daily basis. Many people are consumers. Most people, guys, are consumers of social media. And then there's a group of us that kind of, you know, are producers of social media, are creators in social media, or want to be content creators where, you know, our content is actually a form of a daily show that we're putting on for others. But what I see sometimes, and guys, again, I'm in the business coaching, brand development, strategy, education space. And one of the things I've just realized, I just boiled down to talking to some of my clients without just feeding them bull or, you know, just blowing smoke up their behind, man, is really like, yo, you're not a very social person, right? Because the aspects of social that make it work, that make it effective, is the social. Most people want to talk about the media. Like, what do I post? Why, how do my pictures need to look? What does my video need to say? What about the colors? What about the lines? What apps are you using to make the filters look better? What time do I put? People are focused on the media. But the reason why, you understand, some of it is not effective and pages aren't growing and growth isn't happening is because people aren't in their regular life offline social people. Like, I don't like to talk to people. I'm a loner. I do things by myself. People make me agitated. I get annoyed easily. I don't speak to people generally in public. What I can tell you guys is, and my wife can attest to this, yo, if I'm at the grocery store, I'll just ask the woman, the man, how are you today? You know, a waiter, I always ask the waiter's name, you know what I mean? Like, I like people, man. What made my beauty business, you know, successful for so many years was, you know, besides the fact that I consider myself kick-ass in the talent department of salon, barbershop, you know, those years of working in that field exclusively, the overwhelming reason why it worked, guys, is because I like people. And the part of my business that I actually miss, I don't miss the 50 hours behind that damn chair. Hell no. I don't miss wiping them floors down and making a Sam's run and buying supplies and paying the bills and dealing with payroll and dealing with developing. I don't miss that part, but I miss the clients. I miss the people. And I just randomly call up a client these days from 2-3 years ago and take them to lunch, you know what I mean? Or ask to come and kick it because I miss the conversations. I miss people, man. I like people events, you know? We love throwing things at our house, you know? I like talking with people, going to dinners and just talking to people, meeting new people, traveling to different places. I don't have to even speak the language really, right? Like in the airport or meeting someone new, or that's just who I've been my entire life, right? So when you get into the social networking world or the social media world, guys, we're just translating those properties there. So I spend majority of my time double tapping other photos and communicating back and telling people thank you and in the DM and considering the people and creating content that engages the people, ask them to ask questions, right? Go live. And people, I realize so many, what made me think about this is so many people get hung up on going live. And one of the number one questions I get asked all the time is, well, what am I going to talk about? And my attitude is like, well, what do you talk to your normal friends about? What kind of communication do you have when you're texting and talking to people? I don't talk to people. Well, now this ain't gonna work then. This probably won't work if you're trying to leverage social media and you're not a social person, guys. So, guys, let's spend less time focused on the media and really try to engage more in our normal life. And all social media is a digital exchange of what you normally do, right? If you're communicating with family and friends, guys, just get on live and talk to your friends. Just create content that you would share with your friends. Suggest to them things that would be interesting to them, just like it were your friends or people that you would like to meet. But if you get annoyed by DM, annoyed by comments, and you want to keep it a one-way conversation online and wonder why it's not working, social is not that. The very fact of somebody going to an event, concert, party, soiree, get-together, kickback, and they're not communicating with somebody, they want people to just talk to them or listen to them, they're not communicating back. We would call that person antisocial. So guys, don't get antisocial on social media and wonder why the shit ain't working. That's backwards as hell. So guys, as I just encourage, and listen, I'll give strategy and around the way and around the mulberry bush, and I'll come through the chimney, I'll come through the roof with coaching. But ultimately, you got to understand, this is really not different than anything in your normal life. If you're a loner in normal life, I would encourage you to just get online and just be a consumer and just watch other people. But if you're trying to run a business, leverage a brand, build some type of notoriety, exposure, in exchange with people that can be your client, customer, you know, audience, you know what I mean, following, if you will. If you want to grow that thing, guys, very simple. Put the social in the social media. Guys, I appreciate you listening today. Appreciate you just tuning in and subscribing to Raymond in Your Ear. Now get out there, man, and live.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.